It's time for the T100 Animal House Pet Project as we team with the Licking County Humane Society every week and our friends at Honest Auto Repair, South 21st Street near the tracks in Newark. And we have some beauties that need forever homes, so I'm going to let Kelly Smith take over and do the introductions.
Thank you, Wally. Well, get ready to meet two black and white charmers today. First, we have Finch, a four-month-old mixed-breed female pup who's been at the shelter for 5 weeks. Finch loves to play with other puppies and with her toys. She's energetic and learns quickly, so she would certainly benefit from a puppy training class, which, by the way, we do offer at Licking County Humane. Finch is also super affectionate and cuddly, so she would make a great addition to an active and loving family. Next, let me introduce Checkers, a three-month-old male kitten who arrived at the shelter about 2 months ago. Checkers is playful and likes interacting with people, but he also likes to curl up near you and take a nap. He's just so sweet. In fact, Checkers' foster parents, when they returned him to the shelter, let us know he was such a good boy at their home, so good that he was one of the hardest ones they've said goodbye to in their long-time fostering for us. So if you'd like to meet Finch, Checkers, or any of our other adoptable pets, please visit the shelter. We are open 12 to 6 Thursday and 12 to 4 Friday through Sunday.
Let's talk about fireworks and pets.
Yes, 'tis the season for fireworks. Now, humans might love them, but pets almost always do not. So we have a couple pointers for you. If you know already that your pet gets very anxious when fireworks start going off, please call your vet now, not on the day of the fireworks, but now, to check about ways you could keep your furry friend calm. It is obviously best to keep your pets inside when fireworks are going off. In other words, please don't bring your pet with you to a fireworks display. All the crowds there, combined with those loud noises, cause so much stress for animals, and I think we all know that often leads to them running away to escape those stressors. If you are going to go to a fireworks show, please leave your pet at home indoors and have him in a safe place, whether it's a crate or a familiar room. Basically, you want to make sure there's nowhere that that animal can run away from your home. Wherever you're going to put that pet, make it a safe spot. And also, always a good idea, provide your pet some distractions during the fireworks, like music or those toys that all of us have seen that are stuffed with treats and really make the animal work and use his brain to get the treats. So let's all have a safe and happy fireworks season.
And as always, be that responsible pet owner. Have your dogs and cats neutered and spayed.
Absolutely. Thank you, Wally.